Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the broadcast of the gospel, and in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we greet you. We would indeed continue to speak on the three good cheers of Jesus. Do you know them? Have you received them? Have they blessed you? Do you enjoy them? I don't know whether you have ever given a good cheer for Jesus, but may I bring before your heart the three good cheers of Jesus for you. Oh, the joy of knowing from Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. The Lord Jesus said to a certain man, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." And when God forgives sins, He puts them out of reach. He puts them out of sight. He puts them out of His mind. My beloved friend, I hope you know the good cheer of the pardon the Lord Jesus desires to give you. Having died to save you, lives to be your Savior if you'll receive Him and trust His precious blood to put away your sins forevermore. What we would like to mention, He has another good cheer. We find it in John chapter 16 and verse 33. When the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Can I repeat it? Not only the good cheer of His pardon does He offer, but also the good cheer of His power. Telling us, "In the world ye shall have tribulation," meaning trouble. And I'm sure that as I speak, and as you may listen, we all know there's plenty of trouble in the world. We all know that each of us has some form of trouble, one kind or another, often frequently, and we'd like to know something about trouble, what we can do about it. Well, listen to the words of Jesus. "In the world ye shall have tribulation," may I point out? We are assured. The Lord Jesus said, "You'll get it. And believe you me, even though you have the forgiveness of sins, I can say very frankly and forcefully and truthfully, as a Christian, I've had more trouble since the Lord saved me than I ever had before the Lord saved me. But be of good cheer," said the Lord Jesus. "I have overcome the world." My beloved, may I say, when one finds the good cheer of His pardon, the forgiveness of his and her sins, that's a great joy. But let us face the fact, as long as we're in this world, we're in a world of trouble. We cannot go through it without experiencing some form of it in one way or another, and oftentimes in many ways. But here is the Lord Jesus giving us that word of good cheer. "Be of good cheer, no matter how much trouble. I've overcome the world." And what a joy to realize we have a Savior who went through this world, who knows all about what's the world, what is in the world, and how it is, and what it is. Did He not say, "The world will hate you because it has hated me"? And the Lord Jesus Christ knew very much, greatly more than any of us, how much the world hated Him, and how they did hate Him. Did they not nail Him to the cross, both Jew and Gentile, and say, "Away with Him, away with Him"? But now to the disciples, and to those whom He forgives, those who find His pardon, He would also give them the good cheer of His power. "I've overcome the world." Now may I state very frankly and forcefully, the moment you may be saved and are saved, please remember, you're not through with the world, and the world's not through with you. And furthermore, you have another enemy beside the world. You have the flesh, that inward flesh of yours and mine, which is prone to sin. May I go further? You not only have the world against you, you not only have the flesh opposing, but you have the devil, a real enemy, and the world, and the flesh, and the devil. They are real enemies, that you and I face when we have found the Lord Jesus as our Savior. May I say very frankly, I must confess and I'm willing to confess, the night the Lord Jesus saved me, glad and happy as I was, knowing my soul was saved, my sins were forgiven, I had three particular thoughts going through my mind that were entirely wrong. Little did I realize it that night. But I was so happy with my sins being forgiven, I said to myself, John, you're not going to have any trouble in the world anymore. The world will be a path of roses for you. What a mistake, and a big one. But I found out sooner or later. And I also said to myself, John, you'll be the best boy that ever lived. But I can't say that. I could never boast of that. One realizes the danger that the flesh is, that oh, we may be saved, but the very motions of sin are still in this body and will be in the body until the Lord comes or until I die. And then I made another mistake, and it was a big one too. I said to myself, John, the devil will never bother you. My, that was a big mistake. I've had more trouble from the devil since I got saved than I had ever had before. Yes, my friend, may I say very faithfully, there is a threefold enemy, three enemies in fact, the world, the flesh, and the devil, when one comes to the Savior. Yes, it's a grand thing to have the good cheer of His pardon, but oh, how needful and how blessed it is to know that it's provided. We've got another good cheer waiting, the good cheer of His power. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Don't let it get you down. I have overcome the world. Oh, the joy of knowing what John the Apostle has written in 1 John chapter 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? My beloved, I thank God I don't have to face the world alone. My Savior now is with me. What a joy to know that. He faces the world with me. I do not face it alone. But in His strength, in His power, thank God, there's the power to overcome. I have overcome the world, says the Lord Jesus. Then when I think also of the flesh, may I say very kindly and earnestly and clearly as I can, my beloved friend, if you are saved, don't trust the flesh. I think of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 7. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Paul recognized, let me quote his words, if you please, from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I cannot live the Christian life in the energy of my old flesh. Thank God, it is Christ who lives through me and in me. Christ liveth in me. My beloved, what a joy when the Savior can say, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And just realize, not only the world, but even through Him, the flesh, and that He alone, He Himself, living in me and through me. Let me please state this. What is Christianity? One has well stated, Christianity is the life of Christ, communicated to a believer, dwelling in a believer, and to flow through a believer. Yes, my friend, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a person. And when one comes to the Savior, receives the forgiveness of his and her sins, it is Christ Himself, by the Spirit of God, who dwells in his and her heart, and thus able to say, we overcome not only the world, but the flesh. And the devil, Oh, my beloved, let me give you an illustration from life. A dear old man living in the city of Charleston, South Carolina, many, many years ago. A Christian old man, but finding where he worked, many of his companions would ridicule him because of his Christian testimony. And we well know that oftentimes, wherever one may work, the companions at work may not be favorable toward the Christian testimony that you may be giving. Likewise for this old fellow. Sometimes they ridiculed him, and on one occasion, one of his fellow workers said to the old man, "Uncle, when the devil comes round to tempt you, what can you do? You're no match for him. What can you do against the devil? You can't overcome him." Well, the old Christian fellow was ready for that. He looked at his friend and his neighbor that were speaking, and then he answered and said, "I'll tell you what I does. When the devil comes round to tempt me, I gets down on my knees. I prays, 'Lord, help. The devil am tampering with your property.'" Now that was sound theology. "I belong to you, Lord." And what he actually did, he turned the problem and the temptation over to the Lord. Like one little girl, she said, "When Satan comes round to tempt me at my house, I send Jesus to the door to answer him." My beloved, how precious to know. You remember the temptations of Jesus as you read in Matthew 4, Luke 4? And you remember how he answered Satan? "It is written. It is written. It is written." From the precious word of God. That's the good cheer of his power. And to you and to me, when we know the good cheer of his pardon, through him also we have the good cheer of his power. And no matter what tribulation and trial we have in the world, he says, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And thank God, he overcomes the world, the flesh, and the devil too, on the behalf of his own. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless the message, not only to saints, but also to sinners, for thine honor and glory. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.